Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of the new They Found the Answer series, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii radio show. Tony Silva is featured today in this previously recorded special. As you listen, you may sense a special awareness of your need for God as Tony shares straight from the heart. If you'd like to find out more about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're listening to the show online, you can also go ahead and click the Get to Know Jesus link. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this moment with Tony Silva. Tony Silva and James Roche are two local boys on the forefront of Hawaii's comedy scene. Together, they are widely known as the Bradas. Their show, The Bradas and Friends, is seen regularly on OC16. Their DVDs and CDs and live shows continue to entertain people every day. You know, in a moment like this, in a time when our world is full of seeming cataclysmic struggles, where people are being literally blindsided from events that when they woke up that morning would have had no idea what would be before them. And when the full impact takes its place, it's hard to imagine the emotional toll that it takes on the life of a human being, the mental, emotional, psychological, physical, and even spiritual drain. And so God has given certain people in our world a gift to see life in such a unique way that it is inevitable when they speak or share or perform. We not only giggle or chuckle, we absolutely let go, and it is a gut-busting, laughing, crazy expression, which is very needful in our time. Well, Tony Silva and James Roche do that on a regular basis, a real gift from God. That's why we want you to know the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Tony Silva, he's not only able to make us laugh, but he's a man of great depth, a man of faith. And he's come to a place in knowing that the source of all that he shares, you know, those things that lift people through the delight of laughter, all that is from the Lord. And that's why I'm so grateful that he's with us and you get to hear him share heart to heart with you. Tony, welcome to our show.
Aloha, good morning.
Tony, tell us, you know, we know local, you know, local style. We all want to know where you grew up.
Right, right. Well, started off in Haula on the countryside, Kahalu, moved down to Waihole, grew up in a single-family home. Mom had to move where the rent was cheap and where, you know, it was affordable, being that she was on that food stamp, government assistance. And we'd go camping 3 months out of the year in the summer, but we didn't realize that wasn't really just camping. It's because we didn't have a home to live in. But in those days, we were like, wow, we're going camping for 3 months. But that's because we just got kicked out of our house. Wow. But we didn't find that out until much later in life. Mm. But I tell you, it was some of the greatest times. You know, if only our children get to experience something like that. Lucky if we go out camping 2-3 days,
yeah.
let
yeah.
alone 3 months during the summer. But those are good times. And then we finally ended up on the west side of Waipahu.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school there for a little bit until I got into Kamehameha. I mean, you're talking about being able to meet awesome and great people from the entire island, all over the country, city,
mm-hmm.
you know, west side of Oahu, from Filipinos, Hawaiians, Portuguese, Puerto Ricans, mm. Samoans, Tongans, Fijians, mm. Micronesians, and all of these different ethnicities being poured into an individual, in my case. Yes. And here's this Caucasian, Portuguese, Hawaiian, Chinese boy, you know, eyes wide open, ears wide open. And I just kind of soaked it all in and enjoyed every moment of it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, it was tough times as far as financial, but, you know, didn't lack any love
mm-hmm.
from the family. I grew up fairly big family with brothers and sisters.
Are you the youngest, oldest, in the middle?
Ironically, I'm the oldest.
The oldest.
Oldest of the clan. And, you know, as far as mom and dad splitting up at a young age, so you take on that role of father of the house
mm-hmm.
at a young age, which I, you know, growing up, I didn't even think twice. And I think most people in that role, they don't think about it. It just kind of happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so you nurture your brothers, your sisters, you're kind of there for mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that taught me a lot. Taught me a lot about being independent, being assertive, and getting a lot of confidence at a young age too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty awesome.
When did you discover that you had this gift to make people laugh?
The funny. They call it the funny. When did you realize that? Well, because I had such diverse friends, and when I mean diverse, I'm talking, you know, from the Samoan to Chinese kid with the broken Chinese English, Portuguese, Haole friends, all those little things. When you're growing up in the islands, you don't want to mimic them, but I think we do a natural thing. We try to make them feel comfortable. So if you're talking to a brother from Chicago, yo, man, what you doing? Hey, how you doing, man? You don't mean to, but you want to make them feel comfortable. So we kind of translate their tone and how uh-huh, they uh-huh. talk. We do that naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew up at a young age, I started to do that when I talked to family and friends. And then you're slowly mimicking
mm-hmm.
what it sounds like and not realizing that we do it. People do it every day. They don't even realize it. And that's when I knew. It was probably maybe like 6 or 7. And then you start getting in trouble in class, you know, for teasing. Or in those days, it was teasing.
Yeah.
Until you grow up and you grow out of the teasing stage, you're not teasing anymore. You're actually making fun of a situation, and more so it's putting it on yourself.
Mm.
Hey, look at me. I'm funny, you know, the funny kid. And then, you know, you go from there. But I kind of grew in a shell in that I was somewhat shy. And the only way I knew I could break into a friendship or getting people to like me is if I tried to mimic one of my friends or mimic the teacher. Was always a, you know, that was a plus.
That's a winner, huh?
That's a winner. At recess, if you could mimic your homeroom teacher, huh, you were in already, you know. So you always had that in your back pocket. And that kind of went with me all the way through school. And, of course, now in my day-to-day work and job, I look at everybody.
You know, what's interesting is the thing that was like just social survival, right? Just social instincts. You're
exactly.
trying to get along on the playground,
yeah.
to be likable, to make friends, is actually something that, sure, everybody needs that. But for you, you have, it's been part of the development. And really, you can see the hand of God working in the life of a young boy, Tony Silva.
Right, right.
At an early age.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, not realizing it at that point in time, but I did have a special means of communicating with the children at a young age. I got into a few, very, very few fights, but they weren't like how some of these kids just fight every day. Mm-hmm. I knew how to either talk my way out of a situation, because most of the fights happen just because. Mm-hmm. There's no real reason behind it. Mm-hmm. And I knew that if with humor, that could kind of stray them away from the original thought they might have had as to want to start a fight or an altercation. Mm-hmm. And so that worked out really well. Because then later I was in a security business in the nightclub scene, and they put me at the front door. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't have fighting skills or, you know, hand-to-hand combat. Mm-hmm. They said, yeah, but you know how to communicate with the people, and you know how to defuse situations. We like that about you. I said, you got that from me in a 15-minute interview? Wow. They go, absolutely. Yeah. And there I was working at Silly's nightclub. You remember Silly's? Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Well, I think part of the gift is a gift of not just a gift of funny, but it's a gift of high social intelligence.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, hard to teach that kind of skill. I mean, somebody playing football at an NFL level, you know,
right,
has a very high athletic intelligence. Well, let's take a listen to our friend Tony Silva in action, and then we'll take a break and come back and hear more from him. But just take a listen. Enjoy.
Oh, hold it down, brother. Slow it down. Take it easy, man. How's everything going? Welcome to the Nani-Law Resort. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, brother. How
right
you?
Right on. Skippy Capone, the name. I'm from Kioka. I live Hilo side now.
Really? I used to know a Skippy once.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, but she was from Aurora.
Hey, you funny guys. You know, brothers,
Keep it on the down low, bro.
The management told me you guys was coming in and whatnot, for not to give you guys too much hassle. Security, brother. Just call me Skip.
Skippy.
I used to be, you know, the kind back in the 70s, basketball. Skip to my loo, bro. Ooh, I take him to the hoop.
Wow. That's Tony Silva. Tony Silva and James Roche, the brothers. We got Tony Silva in studio with us. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, I want to talk some more, find out who influenced you, who influenced Tony Silva to be the man that, to be a part in his development, the man he's become today. How about James? How did you guys meet? How did you guys actually get the vision to form this amazing group? When we come back, we'll hear more from our special guest, Tony Silva. Stay with us, or we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700-998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. online. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's good to have you with us today. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program in the series entitled They Found the Answer, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about our show, along with other resources for living the good life, and to find out how to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with our featured guest today, Tony Silva. Tony, you know, you've grown up in Hawaii, a lot of influences, but who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, because Mom was with us 24/7, by far my mom. Mm. You know, granted, she had some things that she had to battle with on a day-to-day basis, still battling with it in alcoholism. But because of the love she showed for her children, that was something that was huge, because I got to share that with others, friends and other family members. More specifically, later on in life, when I started to work at the Downhole Show as an entertainer, dancer, performer, we found out that we're related to Mr. Ho. Well, same thing. He had that same kind of passion for people. Really, really took in all of the workers that worked for him as if they were his own sons or daughters. And he's another one, too, that really shared a lot. On it's not just about the money and how much money one individual might have, but he really opened up his heart to share not necessarily the love of God, but just what love was all about. Mm-hmm. God didn't come into play until much later in my life, because Mom grew up Catholic, so mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We went to most Catholic churches around the islands. Yeah.
I think nobody can talk about the brothers without the brothers. How did you and James meet? How you become friends?
Downhole Showroom. I mean, that was the first meeting. He comes walking. I'd been there maybe about 6 months. He comes walking in. And no threat to any of the performers, but, you know, just kind of a new guy, rookie guy. And one of the things...
He was a dancer, too?
Yeah, he was a dancer slash model actor. Okay. And one of the things we do to break him in, you know, we always have pranks. So we did a few pranks on him. But what we didn't know was, not only was it funny to him, but he figured, okay, well, he's going to get back to us. Well, nobody ever really got back to the people that pulled the pranks. And then he got back at every single one of us in his dressing room. That was pretty funny. And then we had always talked about this local TV show. Hey, let's, you know, do these various characters, because we joked around. We did two shows a night, 5 nights a week for Don Ho. Uh-huh. And so there's a lot of time in between shows and in between numbers. And long story short, we, you know, worked on some of those crafts in between the shows. And it wasn't until maybe about 10 years after Don left the Hilton Hawaiian Village, we got together and we said, hey, let's do a pilot. And let's present it to the networks to see if it's something that's viable. And none of the networks would have it. It was like, nah, we're not ready for local comedy.
Okay, so you're talking the main stations.
Yeah, the main stations. K5 was interested. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, hey, this looks good. It's perfect for our audience. And but the amount of money they wanted, we're like, wow, we just don't have that kind of cash flow right now. Mm-hmm. And there was this little old cable station starting up some local programming. And they had Tiny Tadani on, and they had Brother Sam and Lena Grove. That's it, those two shows. And we presented it to OC16. They eyes wide big, wide open, and they were like, yeah, this is perfect. This is exactly what we're looking for. And that was, almost 12 years ago, I would say. Yeah, almost 12 years now on OC.
So, you know, you and James growing up, right? The growing up, and you've seen local comedians, right? That's like certain generations, right?
Booga Booga.
Booga Booga.
Andy Bumatai, Frank De Lima, yeah.
Rap. Right? So, did that fuel some of your vision that, maybe we could fill a void that doesn't exist in the same way?
At a younger age, no, because I would never dream that I would do anything of the sort. But when I got together with James and the guys at the Dome, like I said, in those dressing room areas, we had time to work on stuff.
Really work on stuff.
And they always laugh. But we got a graduation of one of our dancing partners. Next month, we're doing his daughter graduating. Mm-hmm. She wasn't even born when we were dancing. Wow. So now we're doing her graduation party. But, you know, they're joking. It's like, wow, we used to watch you guys and do this stuff for free. Now we got to pay money. I was like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we used to help you guys out with the material because everything needs to be worked out. Uh-huh. You don't just get up one day and then, and say, okay, yeah, I think this is funny. Things need to be kind of, needed and worked into. You got to work out the material. And because our material is clean, even more so. I think we take pride on that fact and why we haven't moved networks. Other networks have come calling or, have given us an opportunity to say, hey, why don't you come over here? We have a much larger viewership. But I think we've helped out OC as much as they have helped us out in branding a specific type of comedy and a specific station that has this type of local programming. So it's been a marriage that has worked out really well for both of us. Mm. Yeah.
Personalities. I mean, you went down the Fijian, the Samoan, the Chinese, the Filipino. Now, of all the personalities, Tony, which one would you say is like, this is my favorite one to do? Or these are a couple of my favorite ones to do.
Of all the characters, I love Don Ho and Heha, the Samoan characters. These two guys we actually met in real life. And all of our characters are based off of real people. Okay. We didn't, make them up. So we've met these people in real life. And these two guys came to our home in Waipao to trim the tree. And they were dressed in really nice polyester pants and a polyester long-sleeve shirt with slippers, and they worked that tree like it was nobody's business. But I was like, wow, the fact that they're working in such nice clothes. And that's where James and I came up with the idea. They're stuck in the 70s. They got these huge afros. And those guys are still in Waipao till today, still working in that same business. So we really enjoy those two characters because just anything they talk about is funny. It could just be talking about lunch. It's funny just because of the dialect and how they're throwing it. And that's how we came up with the come down routine when he climbed the tree and he's telling the boss to come down. Hey, come down. Come down from the tree. Come over here. Say, huh? What are you saying? I say, come down. What? I'm not angry. No, come down the tree. I'm not angry at the tree day. Why are you telling me to calm down? I mean, just stuff like that, simple, real simple situation. And then the fact that we can film it and give a visual.
Yeah.
A guy up on a tree, he's looking up, guy looking down. One's telling him to come down from the tree, and he's thinking, he's telling him he's too irate to relax, take it easy, calm down. But it's like that in every ethnicity, I think. And so when you cross the two, you go Caucasian, Chinese, Filipino, Micronesian, it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny no matter what. Yeah.
Well, just for our listeners, it's Sometimes I wish you were in here to see it, but you know, I'm looking across the way at Chaz on Ty, and we're like kind of cracking up over here with Tony. What about unique places, you know, that you guys have performed?
I've been real fortunate. I went to perform for the troops in Kuwait as they made their way either into Iraq or Pakistan or coming home from Kuwait as the main hub.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to visit some of our local troops that went up, part of the National Guardsmen. So that was by far the most unique thing I've ever done, to share that gift with them, because a lot of them been away from home, haven't been home in a year, 12, 14 months. Brunei, traveled all across the nation. As far as the Brothers, we've been up the West Coast to do our things. And, of course, every neighbor island except Koho'olawe and Ni'ihau and Lana'i. No, we have performed on Lana'i on a boat, yes.
When we went fishing. I bet those people are friends and brothers and sisters from Hawaii on the West Coast just love having you guys.
They can't get enough. Yeah, they can't get enough of anything from Hawaii, let alone, if, you know, once they realize that, oh, these guys have a show and stuff. A lot of them don't even know we have a show. You know, they just thought we picked up from Booga Booga, and this is like the second or third edition, you know, and then they get to know us and like, oh, wow, you guys got a show. They can watch it on the internet, you know, OC16.tv.
Is that OC16.tv?
Yeah, they can go online, go check it out. They can watch it live. They can stream it. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
The Brothers and Friends, I'm holding in my hand right now volume 14. Now I feel it. It's hot off the press, mm-hmm. so to speak. This is the most recent volume. The Brothers Bum Rush Maui, the Marys Visit Ulalena in Lahaina. I mean, 14 of these DVDs that you've already produced. How do people get a hold of it?
Probably the best way is just to go onto our website, thebrothers.com, or they can call 381-1990. They can have it delivered to their house, anywhere across the nation, mm-hmm. around the world. But the best way is to go online to order it, and it'll guaranteed get to their destination, especially like Father's Day is coming up. They want to send something in advance. Normally, they can ship it out within 2-3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an incredible gift. You know, we talk about the gift of laughter, you know, the gift of funny. But, you know, local style, man, I mean, it's just unique.
It is, unique. And we haven't changed anything. We haven't tried to. People always say, hey, why don't you change and maybe you can get some of your stuff on MTV. Well, after seeing some of the stuff on MTV, that's all rated R stuff.
Mm.
Our comedy is true to local, and being local and from the islands. And for a lot of visitors that come and they've been here like military after a year, they get it. Mm-hmm. They've come up, hey, you know, I've lived here for a year or so, but I understand it. I not only understand, but it's funny. I get what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
That's awesome for us. That's like a compliment that you don't expect, you know.
You know, a while ago you had mentioned being a bouncer for Sillies, right? And security man, you know, you got the gift of diffusing tense situations.
Right.
Well, we've got a clip here we want you to listen to, kind of get a glimpse of a Sillies and one of your favorite characters.
How about that? Huh? Can the other girls do this?
Little tap dance never hurt nobody.
How about ticket? Or even strobing? Huh? How about that?
And pump the balloon up.
Hey, that's a good one, the one you pump.
The balloon. Yeah, the balloon. Yeah. Pop, 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 let it go.
Yeah,
the,
I like
the,
that.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Huh? From Thriller. From
Thriller. Bam! I like that move.
That's Tony Silva and James Roche, the Brothers. And I heard Don Ho.
Yeah.
I heard Don Ho in that.
Well, you know, Don, 5 nights a week, two shows a night, that grows on you. So Don was easy. We imitated him every night. And I was blessed to get to talk to him before and after shows, being that we were related by blood.
Uh-huh.
So I could ask him anything, you know. And he loved when we impersonated him. He loved it. He ate that up.
Yeah, when you impersonate, and that's the thing. I mean, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right?
You're right, right.
So what, you know, some guys, they might not like it, but he ate it up. What was it of him that you did that he would just love?
I think the little things, and the, you know, Don has this thing, it's kind of nasally.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, he kind of talks from his nose, eh? And when he speaks, almost sound like he had a cocktail or two, like one beverage. But he's sober. He never drink nothing. And so when he sing "Tiny Baboon," it's like nothing really changed from the way he would speak to the way he would talk. And his pigeon is so pure and clean. So, hey, boy, everybody is boy to him. Hey, girl, come, talk story with Pop. Yeah. How may I? And it's the little things he was, hey, how may I? Give me one soft drink, okay? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. You know, he was as simple a performer. People would come to his show 3 hours. We're sitting there 3 hours into the second show. And they, I mean, they're just glued to him. One of the consummate performers of all time knew how to take care of his audience. And you heard how slow I was talking. So when he'd tell a joke, take forever to, but they're right in it. And when he hit the punchline, he would kill it. Meaning he would just, the crowd would go crazy. And of course, we've heard the joke 2 million times already. You know, so it wasn't a problem. Hey, boy, what you call in Filipino walking a dog? Vegetarian.
Now, the Caucasian people coming from the mainland, you had no idea what, but they would laugh. Like, okay, and I would ask to be, you know that joke? I would ask the guest, you know what he's talking about? It's like, no, but it just was funny. I was like, you had no clue, but you laughed anyway, didn't you? They're like, yeah. A Filipino dog, what's that? It's a vegetarian. That's funny. But you didn't know why. That he just had a means of performing and entertaining. That grew on me. That. So to perform him, and we do. In fact, we do it in a lot of our live events. We'll do a little tribute to him. Sing I'll Remember You to like somebody celebrating the 60th anniversary or, you know, we just did a 90th birthday party. Stuff like that is huge. I mean, even brings me to tears to sing it. Because I know how much it meant to him individually, you know, so, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, sometimes people, they look at a comedian, a professional, a consummate professional that does it at a high level. And they don't realize, especially comedies, laughing, you know, joking, laughing, the depth of the person. You know, where this creativity, where it comes from, and how things are processed. And when we come back from our break, Tony, I'm wondering if you can just talk to us about some deeper things in life. Comedy is deep. Your comedy, your craft, comes from a depth, a source that is profound through your experiences. Through not only the joys, but the pains, some of the struggles in life. Serious hope in times of crisis, people going through stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God sent you here to help bring hope. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Tony Silva.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waihua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good that you're with us today. This is a special rebroadcast sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show in a series entitled, They Found the Answer. Our featured guest is Tony Silva. If you're asking, how can I learn more about having a relationship with Christ, a life-changing, difference-making relationship with Christ like Tony Silva has? Well, you can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We also have more resources there, too, for you at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, here's more with Tony Silva. More information can be received, can be gotten at www.dabradas.com. You can also get in touch with them at 808-381-1990. 381-1990. Tony, tell us about your faith, your relationship with God. How did that come about?
Well, I'd have to come back several more times, but I'll give you the shortened version. In 1984, a girlfriend of mine in high school invited me to a Bible study. Of course, at that time, I didn't know it was one. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what a Bible study was. It was for high school kids. And Larry Goez, who was in charge of the University of Hawaii team and prayers, and I think he did their chapel. He was ahead of it. Mm-hmm. I knew him as Kimo then. So he's the one that brought me to the Lord. And that was in 1984 on my birthday. So here I'm thinking, I'm going out with my girlfriend on my birthday, and I get saved. So that's really the time of my life where things really turned around. And from there, I got hooked up with several different churches, but my home church is Word of Life Christian Center. I've been there for the better part of 20 years, mm-hmm. under Pastor Art Sepulveda. And I've been fortunate in that I learned early on, you know, I try to do things my own way, because coming from an entertainment background, I really was traveling the long way. I mean, I was really out there in the world, trying to see if I can do it this way and that. God made it real simple for me. And he said, look, I know you want to do these things. I know you have a passion and a desire to do this. You want to act here. You want to do this. But I tell you what, if you take care of my desires and if you take care of the things that I'm passionate about, I will be sure that I take care of your things. It will be so much that you won't be able to handle what I'm going to throw your way. Mm-hmm. So just come over to my side and help me out. Help me to bring people to see the light. Help me to introduce people. And that's exactly what I did. I got involved with the drama at Word of Life. And I've been blessed to play in an Easter production along with countless amounts of different drama skits pertaining to a certain message for that week under Pastor Art or different pastors. And I've played Jesus for about 15 years, the character of, during this time. So that in itself is priceless. I can't put a price to that. There will never be a character that I'll ever play in my lifetime that will relate to that character, because I'm still learning. Every year I do it, I'm still learning. And believe it or not, he's not only provided for me and my family and forgiven me of all my sins, but he's continued to push me up, push me forward, and give me the confidence and continence that I need on a day-to-day basis to survive in this world. That's raising a family, children, and just every day-to-day things that people have to deal with. I have somebody to lean on and go, you know what, God, I don't know if I can do this. But he's always there to say, you know what, don't worry about it as much as you think. I'll handle the worrying portion. You just go and do your thing. I'll handle the rest. And I've done that. I've done that for the better part of the last maybe 4 or 5 years. And I'm worry-free in my life in that I don't let things get me down or pull me down like some other people may, because I know I have a God that will take those burdens, those worries, and just take it off my shoulder. So comedy comes a little easier. It's easier to get into it. I mean, we're not always in the mood, but I'm able to just kind of tap into it immediately without having to be too concerned about day-to-day worries or, you know, situations. So having said that, I would be nothing. All of my career and what we're doing would be for naught if I didn't give credit to where it's due, and that's to my Savior, my Father.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people, you know, as they're listening, they say, man, I wish I could tap into your experience of faith. I mean, you say you don't have worries. I mean, wow, what? that's incredible. Wow. You know, how have you come to that place where, you know, we want to put some cookies on the lower shelf, right? Mm-hmm. So people can access and say, okay, well, how can I get some of that too? I mean, you're a generous man in all that you do. How did you come to that place?
Well,
Tony,
I tell you what, that's a great question, you know, because you're right. People, your guests are listening and going, there's no way. You got to take it small steps. I always tell people, you know, I can't be a blessing in that unless I myself is blessed. I'm constantly blessing other people and other situations meaning like nonprofit groups or fundraisers. We'll do a lot of things while I'll given my time and stuff. And in doing so, if a certain situation should arise that puts me in the worry mode, immediately I go to the Heavenly Father. Immediately I step into the Word, or I'll pray to allow Him to lift that. And I know it sounds so simplistic in that you're figuring, oh yeah, that's all you do, just pray to God. Well, in essence, that's what it comes down to, is developing a relationship. It's not about religion as much as it's about a relationship. And so I'm able to, the faith is number one. I got to have faith that that situation is going to take care of itself through God. I can't put my worries on it because it's just going to drain me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other people are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people pour a lot of energy into these situations, and it drains them, and they get sick. They get, you know, cancer. They said the number one cause of cancer is stress. So if stress is the number one cause, get rid of the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Who can get rid of it? Let me think. Jesus can get rid of the stress out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If that's hindering an individual.
You know, I'd be real curious to know. You know, when you play Jesus, you've been playing the part of Jesus during this Easter program for Word of Life Christian Center, right? For last 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you learn so much. You learn something every year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the theatrics of it, the preparation that goes on. But then the you'll never play, as you said, using your words, a part that could ever compare to playing the part of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know,
when we
come back from our break, Tony, share with us a couple of lessons. What is it? You know, every year you learn something, but what is it like playing that part? And then I heard that an incredible amount of people have been and continue to be reached through the program of Word of Life Christian Center during Easter. But I'd like to hear that. And also, you know, people today, they appreciate you sharing what you did about stress. But then what would you say, even more than that, to someone who's going through a really rough time right now? When we come back, Tony Silva will share more with us. Heart to Heart, Life on Life, from God to you. Through us. It's a privilege, you know, for us to be here with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's a blessing to have you with us today. A rare moment is when you can sit with an ingeniously creative person and hear them share things that most people would never know. This is one of those times. It's a special rebroadcast. They Found the Answer, a series sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to learn more about our show and even to find out how to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We also have places there where I actually pray for you for various kinds of needs that you might have. And there are a lot of other resources at thegoodlifehawaii.org for you. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with Tony Silva. Tony Silva and James Roche, they make up the Bradas, one of the most funny, historically speaking, comedy groups in the state of Hawaii. God has really raised them up at this time and given them a level of prominence that is unsurpassed in the way that they're reaching people and their audience in through entertainment, both on television, via the internet, through their CDs and DVDs and live performances. I mean, you're becoming prolific in your capacity, Tony. But he's here sharing with us not only the funny, but also the side of life that you and I, and Tony, well, we all live it. Anybody alive today knows pain. We know getting caught off guard. We know having regrets, doing things we wish we never did, and then sometimes doing it more, you know, we don't catch on sometimes. You know, we keep doing it again and again. But what can God do to make a difference? You know, if you're interested in wanting to know how to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or you might be thinking, I want to know Jesus right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click to the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have a special something for you there. If you need prayer, we have a number of prayers on our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org, that will just bless you and minister to you. And we also want you to communicate with us via email, Facebook. We love to hear from you. Any prayer requests, go ahead and send it in, and we'll pray with you. We pray for you. But Tony, what would you say to somebody today who's got their back against the wall, they're facing a tough time?
Well, I'll tell you what, God always says, don't let the devil steal your joy. And when I mean joy, this is the inside of you that makes you click and go day to day. The happiness that you have inside. If you're living life and you just don't have it anymore, I mean, somebody says something funny, and you don't even find humor in it. Mm. God says, you need to really press into him. And if I'm talking to somebody that doesn't even know that, they don't even know who God is, or who God wants them to be. God has a plan for your future. And within that plan, he wants to build you. He's not going to take you to a place that you can't handle. He's going to build you and take you step by step so that you can get out of the situation or the muck or the clay that you're in. He's not going to leave you. In fact, he's actually there with you, but you got to ask him. You got to open up your heart. And the beauty of what I do in comedy is I'm able to break through that hard heart and soften it up so that God can come in and touch that individual. That might be you through comedy. Bring back the joy. Mm-hmm. There's two things that can touch somebody's heart. There's joy and music. Music can normally soften somebody that's so hard you can't even break through it. Mm-hmm. And of course, comedy. But the third thing is God. God can get there. It's just so much easier if you have an open heart to see what he has to offer. And that's giving yourself over. Keep in mind, to the listeners, I have never claimed to have lived a solitude unbelievable, non-sinning life, because I've gone through it. I know what it takes. Sometimes it takes a really good sinner to try to teach and help people understand what they're going through. I've never drank alcohol in my life. I couldn't reach somebody that's an alcoholic because I don't understand it, you know. But somebody that has, mm-hmm. and somebody that has given their life over can better reach that individual. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to the people that you're willing to make that change, open your heart up. Mm-hmm. And God, you will be surprised at what God can do in your life one step at a time. Mm-hmm.
Tony, you've been playing the part of Jesus in the Word of Life's Easter special. You said some lessons that you've learned over the years. What are some of those lessons?
Number one, God, of anybody, God has the greatest sense of humor. And in playing the character of Jesus, you know, just dealing with his disciples on a day-to-day basis, and I mean, he saved somebody like me, so I know he's got a great sense of humor. But dealing with his disciples on a day-to-day basis, I mean, you got people doubting his every time he turns. Even when he was in teaching situations, they were still doubting him. They're talking to the living Christ, and he had these individuals joking about and commenting here. Not half the people believed him. Half the disciples were like, "Nah, I don't think so, Jesus." I mean, they're questioning him. Mm-hmm. So you know he had a great sense of humor. I like the story of the bread and the fish, and he feeds the thousands of people, and the kid comes up and gives Jesus the fish and the bread, and he multiplies it. He so multiplies it that there's enough for each one of the disciples to carry a basket full of fish and bread down the mountain for miles, as he walked without a basket. So was that to teach them a lesson? That's after everybody was fed now. Right. You know, so, I mean, there's stuff like that throughout the Bible with Jesus and the disciples.
That's a great perspective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just one perspective. And then on the flip side, so compassionate that he could look at an individual and see right through them, regardless of what they have been through. Whether it's been prostitution, whether they've been a thief, they haven't paid tax, it doesn't matter. He sees through them. He sees their heart before anything else. That's what he looks at. That's amazing. There's not too many people that have that kind of perspective. That's what I've learned over the years. You gotta approach every individual that way, including the people that despised him, the people that put him up on the cross, the people that whipped him and put him and tried to put him to death, because he gave himself over. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, well, he let himself die. No, he gave himself over so that we would be free of sins and of the sins of the world, so that our Jesus Christ could carry that, the stripes on his back, you know.
He gave himself over. Tony, it's been a blessing to have you with us today. TheBradas.com, www.TheBradas.com. This has been a previously recorded show featuring Tony Silva in a special series, They Found the Answer, sponsored by Quilopo Painting Incorporated, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. If you'd like to learn more about our show or find out more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've also got a list of partner churches and partner businesses. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. It's a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Tony Silva. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you.
The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.